Thanks, Peter, and good morning. So expedited partner therapy is a sex partner treatment strategy wherein a provider gives an index patient treatment, either in the form of medication, typically, or prescription, to deliver to his or her sex partner. EPT allows sex partners to be treated without seeing a healthcare provider. And in most of the states in this country, either laws, regulations, or professional board opinions allow EPT for chlamydia trachomatis and Neisseria gonorrhea infections. In New York State, however, EPT is legal only for chlamydia and cannot be used if the index patient is co-infected with gonorrhea or syphilis. There are really two common forms of EPT I alluded to already. One is medication EPT. Using medication EPT, medication is given directly to the patient to give to his or her sex partner. Randomized controlled trials have shown that medication EPT reduces repeat infections with chlamydia and gonorrhea in index patients and has been shown to be an acceptable mode of partner treatment among index patients. In contrast, prescription EPT is a slightly different process. With prescription EPT, providers give index patients a prescription that either the index patient or their partner must fill at a pharmacy. The provider, you can do this several ways. Either the provider can write a single prescription on which medication is noted for both the index patient and his or her partner, or they can give the index patient a separate prescription to be given to the partner or taken to the pharmacy. Prescription EPT is a solution for providers who don't have in-clinic stocks of medication and who wish to practice EPT, but neither the efficacy nor the effectiveness of prescription EPT have been evaluated independent of medication EPT. A little bit about prescription EPT in New York City. New York State regulations, which apply to New York City, require that providers write EPT in the body of a prescription. We know that EPT practiced by prescription is common in New York City. A survey in 2012 of federally qualified health centers across the city found that in FQHCs that had a written policy permitting EPT, fully 33% permitted EPT only by prescription. Despite that, pharmacists report infrequent receipt of EPT prescriptions. And there are reasons to believe that prescription EPT may pose obstacles to partner treatment. Probably the biggest one is cost. When you use medication EPT, medication is delivered free to the partner. In contrast, when you use prescription EPT, the partner or the index patient may need to pay for the medication out of pocket. And in New York City, out of pocket costs for 1 gram azithromycin range from $5 to $120. If either the index or the partner has drug coverage, that may obviously decrease the cost that they accrue if they fill the prescription. The other complication of prescription EPT is it requires another trip to the pharmacy if the partner is going to go pick it up, and it requires, if the index patient has a prescription already, certainly the index patient needs to go at least to the pharmacy and possibly the partner as well. So the purpose of this evaluation was to determine the proportion of adolescent and young adult women given EPT for chlamydia in New York City, the proportion of EPT that was given in the form of prescription, and to determine whether partner treatment rates vary by EPT mode, in other words, prescription versus medication EPT. We modeled our sampling strategy and our interview structure on that used by the STD Surveillance Network in their population-based interviews of GC patients. And we took a random sample of lab-confirmed chlamydia cases that had been reported to the City Health Department in New York. Specifically, we looked at female New Yorkers with lab-confirmed chlamydia who were aged 15 to 25. And because we wanted to look at a recent infection, we only examined reported infections that had a test date in the past 45 years, and because 45 days, excuse me, and because we knew what goes on in the New York City STD clinics, which is we do EPT by medication, we limited our sampling at the population level to chlamydia infections that had been diagnosed at clinical sites other than the New York City STD clinics. And in keeping with New York State regulations, we looked only at women with chlamydia infection who were not co-infected with GC or syphilis. We conducted telephone interviews between October 2014 and March 2015 and July and October of 2015. And those interview intervals were due to the interviewer availability. And we had an interview that ascertained various things, including whether the index had been treated for her chlamydial infection, the type of treatment that she was given for her own infection, prescription or medication, and whether the index patient received EPT for any partners. Among women who received EPT, we asked specifically about their most recent sex partner. In the questions that were asked about the most recent sex partner included what type of partner it was, steady versus casual, whether they were given EPT in the form of medication or prescription, and if they were given it in the form of prescription, whether they took it to the pharmacy themselves or whether they gave it to their sex partner to take to the pharmacy, whether they in fact gave their sex partner the medication or prescription, and whether they thought that their partner took the medication. And we limited our analysis only to treated women index patients. Our main outcomes of interest were the proportion of treated patients who reported receiving EPT for any sex partner, and among patients who did receive EPT for a recent sex partner, the proportion who received prescription EPT, and the proportion who reported a sex partner treated by prescription EPT. So this is just to show our sample. We conducted 421 interviews, among which 357 women, or 85%, were treated. And among those women, 31% reported receiving EPT. So that's our first outcome of interest. Among those 109 women, 92 or 84% reported receiving EPT for their most recent sex partner. Overall, 52%, 48 of those 92 women, received prescription EPT. So more than half of EPT was practiced by prescription. Women treated by prescription themselves were more likely to receive EPT, and they were more likely to receive EPT in the form of prescription than medication EPT. In terms of partner treatment, patients who received medication EPT, among those patients, 80% reported their partner was treated, versus 77% of patients who received prescription EPT. So there was no significant difference in partner treatment by EPT mode. I'm just going to show you what I'm calling cascades that look at the process of EPT for the women in our evaluation. So for women who were given medication as EPT, 44 women received medication EPT. 38 or 86% of them reported that they gave the EPT to their partner, and 35 or 80% of them reported that their partner was treated. In contrast, we have here prescription EPT cascade in the scenario where the index patient takes a prescription to the pharmacy herself. Here we had 25 women who were given prescription EPT and took it to the pharmacy by self-report. 23 of them filled, or 92%, filled the prescription. 21 of the 25 original patients gave the EPT to their partner, and 20 of the 25, or 80%, reported that their partner was treated. For index patients who gave the prescription to their partner to get it filled, there were 23 such patients, and among those 23, they all reported giving the prescription to their partner, and 17 or 74% reported that their partner took the prescription to the pharmacy, filled it, and was treated. There are several limitations to this analysis. We have a relatively small N, so we had limited capacity for subgroup analyses. Patient report of partner treatment may be inaccurate and may be subject to social desirability bias. And we only evaluated young female index patients in New York City and only around chlamydia. So these findings may not be generalizable to other populations. In conclusion, a substantial proportion of young women with chlamydia in New York City receive EPT, and prescription EPT accounts for about half of the EPT provided outside of New York City STD clinics. The manner of treatment for the patient's own infection is related to EPT receipt and EPT type, possibly because a woman who gets a prescription is getting written on that same prescription medication for her partner. The proportion of partners reported as treated is high and does not differ by EPT type. So future evaluation, we would suggest, should examine the effectiveness of prescription EPT in various contexts, in other geographic regions, in rural as opposed to urban, among adolescents, in relation to insurance status, and finally in the context of electronic prescribing, which is a bit of a game changer for EPT, and which has been mandated in New York State since March of this year. I'd like to close by acknowledging my co-authors. Thank you.
Okay, we'll go ahead and open the floor for questions. Again, if you could step up to the mic and introduce yourself briefly.
Hello, I'm Chris Vaughan from Sydney in Australia, and we're implementing a similar thing in New South Wales, and our challenge is very similar to yours because most chlamydia is diagnosed in primary care where medication isn't free. You need to prescribe it and the patient needs to go to the pharmacy, and what you're describing would suit our situation quite well, and I'm reassured by your results. I'd be interested to know whether you plan on doing it for men as index cases to see if the results would be similar.
Yeah, no, it would be very interesting, and we were really limited by the time that the staff time we had available to do the interviews. But I think, you know, it would be wonderful to repeat this, to expand the sample and to do men, because we might have a very, very different finding.
Yeah. Any other questions?
Hi, thanks. Quick question about the education. I know this wasn't part of the study, but I know that you mandate that patients are given for their partners certain educational materials talking about adverse outcomes and drug interactions and encouraging the patient's partners to go seek direct medical care. Do you have a clue whether, and maybe this did come up in the interviews, whether any of the women did receive educational materials and gave them to their partners, or the pharmacists gave the educational materials to their sex partners when the sex partners went to pick up prescriptions by themselves, you know, in person?
That's a great question, Elizabeth, and we did not collect those data. We really had to pare the interview down, and there were a lot of things that we wanted to look at, but we did not collect those data, maybe on a future effort.
Thanks.
Hi, Steve Block, quick question, or really a comment. I think now that you have electronic prescribing, you could actually do this study without the interview, since you know when the prescription was written and you could check to see whether it was filled and even do reminders on that basis, I would think.
Well, that's a perfect segue to our next presenter, but it's a little, I'll just say as a prelude to the next presentation that, you know, 1 gram azithromycin prescriptions are indistinguishable. You know, you don't know if they're for EPT or for treatment of chlamydia. And, you know, by law, providers are supposed to write EPT in the body of the prescription. But they don't necessarily do that. But anyway, I should mention that we did get a 1 year waiver from the electronic prescribing mandate. Because in New York State, you can leave a prescription blank. You don't have to write a name or put any personal identifiers on an EPT prescription. As long as EPT is written in the body of the prescription, a pharmacist will fill that prescription. And that trumps all other prescribing law in New York State. But with e-prescribing, you can't transmit a prescription that doesn't have a patient name attached to it. And even if you have a patient name, if you're expecting the sex partner to pick it up, you don't know what pharmacy to transmit that prescription to. So there are some other complications. But and I think you'll probably find the next presentation very interesting.
All right. Well, thank you very much.